Well, recently, Coach Dustin Kronhoffman and the Arapahoe Warriors had another signing once again, Coach. Appreciate the time once again. It's always good to see your high school kids move on to the college ranks. And Hayden's going to do just that coming up next year, isn't he?
Yeah. You know, it was great for him to be able to, you know, sign on with the college. And I think he's going to do a great job there, you know, if he puts in the work, which, you know, he will. And, you know, just looking forward, you know, making that drive down to Hastings and watching him on some Saturdays.
Yeah, Hastings, just a hop, skip, and a jump from your place. That's a great place to watch football, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, they got a great facility there. You know, we play the 8-man all-star game there. Great facility. So, and Hayden's going to be playing in that game as well this summer. So, it'll be you know, being on that field for the first time.
Looking back at his 4 years, I mean, he contributed a ton over the last 4 years, didn't he?
Yeah, you know, came in as a freshman, started at tight end and defensive end for us, you know, and made an impact, you know, really started making an impact as a sophomore. But he was able to hold his own as a freshman. So not a lot of guys can do that. And he just had, you know, he had the motor to be able to do that. He was undersized, but just because he had that motor, he was able to take advantage of that and play as a freshman.
He was one of your key guys this past year, you needed those upperclassmen to lead the way, and he certainly did that.
Yeah, you know, he was our main guy this year. We really fed him the ball when he wasn't hurt. You know, those two games that we didn't have him because of the shoulder, and then even, you know, coming back a little bit after that, you know, he still wasn't 100%. But, you know, he was in a lot of pain this year, and, you know, he was kind of our offense. You know, three yards in a cloud of dust, handed it to him, and he gained some tough yards for us.
So your gut feeling, what's going to be his role position-wise at Hastings College, you think?
You know, I'm not sure. Probably could be an outside linebacker, maybe in a 3-4. But, you know, I think defensive end's kind of his natural position. So if he can put on some weight, which I think he can, I think defensive end would be his natural position.
Enjoy the heck out of the scene. These guys going to college gives you a chance on some Saturdays when you have a chance to go down and watch him play a home game or two, don't you?
Oh, exactly. You know, just kind of look forward to that. We haven't had a guy play at Hastings for a long time since our assistant coach right there, Justin Stagmeyer, played at Hastings. So it's been a while.
Schedule came out. Your thoughts on your schedule for the two-year cycle coming up?
You know, I think it's a good schedule. We're playing some teams that we haven't played in a while. I'm playing some teams that we haven't ever played. You know, we're coming to Shelton, and, you know, we haven't played them since, I think, 2017 maybe. You know, it was a downpour that game. You couldn't even see across the field, and we came out of here with a win. So I like our schedule, you know. We didn't get Cambridge, we didn't get Highline, you know, or Southern Valley, which is the three closest teams to us. But, you know, I think we should be able to compete with that schedule.
Were those three teams kind of on that wish list?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, we put them on the wish list. And unfortunately, you know, they're different classes, so you're not going to get them guaranteed. So, you know, we'll play the schedule they gave us.
You talked about Hayden playing in the 8-man all-star game. What about the summer months, yourself and your players? Other news with that as we get, well, you know, spring's going to be done. It's going to be summertime.
Yeah, we kind of had a meeting the other day and just kind of went over some tentative things, you know, looking at what we want to do for the summer, you know, fundraising stuff and what we want to do with fundraising this year. And we'll have to order some new jerseys for the freshmen, you know, the black jerseys that they keep, and just kind of some preseason, you know, before summer stuff that we need to take care of.
Everybody had to hit that weight room over the summer, don't they?
You know, that's going to be a big thing for us. You know, we need to get stronger, we need to get faster, we need to get bigger to be able to compete. So, and we saw that this year. And if we want to compete at a high level, we're going to have to hit that a little better than we did last year.
Any other All-Star game information that you're involved in?
Nope.
Anything?
Just you know, running that Sertoma game as an officer, just like we had the last couple years, and that's the only thing I'm doing this summer.
Yeah, your turn will come up again, because it's, you know, I don't think any coaches really kind of go back-to-back years, do they?
No. I think from what I've heard, it'll probably be pretty soon.
Exactly. It'll come up again. Springtime is coming up, Coach. I mean, track and field, you're getting that itch a little bit yet?
Well, I mean, the last couple weeks, it's been so nice. You're like, holy cow, let's get out there. And but looking at, you know, Monday, Tuesday, might not have the best weather. But it looks like, you know, after that, should be pretty good in the 50s and 60s again. So, you know, you deal with that in the spring, especially early. So, you know, I think some of the kids are ready. You know, hopefully girls basketball team makes it state and they can have that week off, the next week off. And but we'll have some kids that are ready to practice.
I was just talking to Tate Roskop a couple of about 15, 20 minutes ago, and of course she's been out a lot of this with that knee injury. But I asked her, "Are you going to be ready to vault coming up here springtime?" And she says she's hoping.
Yeah, she just went to the doctor yesterday and got some pretty good news. So she won't be cleared till I think the end of March, and she goes back to the doctor end of March, and she's hoping that that doctor will release her to maybe do some vaulting.
Finally, Coach, you're the king of grilling in Southwest Nebraska. I'm sure you've been doing plenty of that when it's 70 degrees outside.
Yeah, you know, had burgers last night, had a nice big ribeye on Monday, so I've been putting my work in.